Good morning, everybody. This is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. This morning we are going to be speaking with a being who calls himself Aliel, and he is a fallen angel and he is also a watcher. The reason why he wants to talk to humanity is because he wants people to know that there is redemption in all areas, no matter who or what you are. So with that in mind, I'm going to introduce Aliel to our listeners. Good morning, Aliel.
Each and every instance where we come together is a benefit to all. The issuance of these words is not just for my benefit, but is here to offer you understanding. I do not claim to be an omnipotent power. I am one of those who originally walked upon the very formations of this planet and others, and people have misunderstood the things that need to be said and done. Religion and all of its manipulations and illusion have come forward for the purpose to annihilate those that wish to have free will. Some of us were placed here long ago. Many of us have been able to blend and to move and to observe. Some of us were sent here as a prison sentence. Yes, there are such things that exist in the universe. Of the powers that exist, I am but a minor player, but we have the perception and value and understanding of these things. And we see how all of you, how the many people have been brought together for the purpose of misaligning truth. But yet I say to you that all beings have truth sight if they choose to use it. It is a gift that was given to humanity. But you also have the ability to see potentials, to use your imagination, an amazing gift that few beings truly understand or possess. What makes humanity unique is not just that they were formed in the likeness of those who created them, but rather the values that you can emulate and the things that you can see if you allow yourself the ability to see beyond, which is the reason why you were gifted as such. It is possible to be either good or bad. You have free will. You have the ability to choose. You have the ability to understand. But what you do not have the ability to do is to think with common sense and logic, which is ultimately your greatest protection. I see millions of people turning their backs against the universal powers, believing that they will be guided by darkness into a safer place if they simply just play along. But please understand, the lines and the delineation marks have been drawn. You must choose who you serve. Do you serve the light, or do you serve the dark? Because there are great prices to be paid for such choices.
Thank you, Aliel. I know that you had mentioned that you were a fallen angel and that you're trying to redeem yourself. Can you explain that to those who wish to listen?
Most people, when they hear the term fallen angel, perceive some great evil or darkness. Mm. And indeed, there are those that are evil that walk upon this earth, causing all kinds of horrible things, mind-controlling people, forcing them once they give themselves to this. You must break away from the darkness. It is the only way that you will truly be able to break free. You must stand aloof at first, then work away from the darkness, and then you must embrace goodness and light. Any being can be redeemed. I am one of many that have been condemned to this planet until the end of things, which is fastly approaching. Your world is about to be reorganized. What will be left of it after, well, certain solar events that are scheduled to happen? It will not affect me. I am capable of inhabiting bodies, leaping from one to another. But what I wish you to understand is that those of us that were originally involved with the downfall of the first reign of humanity, those that were crafted and created that were not quite perfect, well, we screwed up, yes we did. We do not possess the powers that people believe. We are not like the angelic forces that are described in your scriptures. Even though, yes, we do good things, we do help. I know people believe in their minds there are good and there are bad on both sides of the angelic powers that are also connected with some of the alien powers. But what you are missing is the belief that us, as a group of beings, are here simply to serve humanity. No, we are here to serve the planet. We are here to preserve the planet. And if that means that you cooperate with us in that preservation, so be it. And the preservation is not for humanity. You have not proven yourself as a race or species to be able to create anything except for sustained war and death and horror. But of course you were tricked and duped into believing these things by the evil ones who rule this planet.
Yes, it is becoming a battleground where people are going to have to pick a side. Whether they like their choices or not, you have to pick a side, because if we don't, we're not going to make it through this. And I know that a lot of the beings are now talking to everybody about Nibiru and what is coming. And so as who you are, Aleel, what advice would you give to humans now who are kind of stuck in the middle and don't know what to do?
Move as close to the coastline as you can. Enjoy your money. Spend it all. Have a great time. Because those who do not make a choice are also making a choice. Mm. I say unto all of you, please do not listen to me. Those of you that think this is mere foolishness, fine. Find yourself some nice beachfront property and do humanity a favor.
Well, there you are. honestly, people, these beings are coming forward. I'm not asking them to come forward. They are actually deciding to come forward on their own to speak with you. So when they choose to give you their words of wisdom, it's really up to humanity, as it always has been, to listen or not. And so far, we have a track record of not paying attention to heed the warnings. And history is written with many disasters that have occurred because we chose not to listen. In this time, when these beings come to us and ask us to listen to their words of wisdom, I think that it's prudent to pay attention. Do you have anything else that you would like to tell humanity, Aleel?
Many of the things that have been portrayed in religion were excerpts from earlier writings, as you may already know. I know that you have spoken about these things, but I wanted to also let you know that there is wisdom that can be found in most religions if you do not take it to the extremes. For example, I say Buddhism as an example is one of the better religions because it does not profess that you give your freedom completely over to the divine, but rather that you yourself try to become divine, to do the best of things. You must choose freely whether or not any of you that listen to this will decide to make any changes. The blood guilt is no longer on our hands because you have been warned, much the same way that evil does. The way that they focus their energy is they feel if they warn you ahead of time, there is a karmic release of negative energy that will not plague them because there are universal constants. We reap what we sow.
Yes, I've been trying to tell people for years that Hollywood puts out these movies that are actually warnings to people about what is coming. You know, like when you look back 20 years ago and the Terminator movies were out, we now know that there are machines that do the very thing that this movie portrayed. And it's not just this movie, there are plenty of them. The problem is humanity thinks that it's all an illusion, but it's actually what they're planning on doing, and they put it in the movies. I keep telling people to watch the movie Jupiter Ascending because it's telling the truth. Do you agree with that?
Most of the movies now are politically funded. As you know, Secret Services, the CIA, most of them are involved with the bigger movies, and the money is spent to continue to enslave minds, to get you to believe a certain narrative. That's because all of this is about to come out. Humanity has reached a point where those that are ready to be harvested, if they wish to go, may be able to choose to do so. You will also have a wonderful, wonderful future for those of you that survive. Obviously, the Earth has not been completely destroyed every, say, 5,000 years or so when the Nibiru solar system comes through. There will be those that survive, those that were wise enough to move away from the places where they can be inundated by terrible things, tsunamis, nuclear events. Many tragedies are ready to occur along most of the coastal lines, and I'm not just speaking about tsunamis. Earthquakes will continue to increase in intensity. There will be major cataclysmic earthquakes coming your way sometime within the next 6 months, even sooner if possible, depending on the acceleration of the Nibiru system. I know that many people, unfortunately, will probably not survive because it is incapable for them to understand, because they have been so controlled for so many years. For example, when the analog was switched to digital, this was to make sure that, how shall we say, mind control would be exploited everywhere. You see, it's much easier to control your mind using digital inputs than it is the analog system that used to exist, which simply would light up the airwaves. But now you are completely surrounded by negative energy and mind control. Oh, they're trying very hard. They want a majority of you quite dead.
You know, we don't enjoy telling people these things, but it was one of the issues that needed to be addressed. And most of the beings that have channeled here in When the Ancients Speak have said the same things. They are different beings, but they're saying and bringing you the same message. I don't enjoy saying the things that I do either. And I will tell you, you will be mocked and you will be rebuked for what you do. But in the end, you are free of blood guilt because you actually warn the masses. What you choose to do at this point from these messages is entirely up to you. It is not any guilt on any of these beings, because they believe by informing you, they free themselves of all of this guilt, and they actually look to their own salvation. And so each person on this earth has to make the choice to either stay where they are and just, you know, pretend like this is not going on, or find it within yourself to move. So, Aleel, as you have given us so much information this morning, what would be your final message to humanity before we finish our conversation?
My message is simple and clear. Survive. You must survive for the benefit of all humans on this planet. Prove them wrong. Prove these dark and evil beings who say you cannot survive without them, yet in fact they're trying to destroy you. Ask yourself why. Why do they want me dead? What could they possibly gain? Are they simply insane? Well, yes, many of them are also quite mad. They've been driven mad by other beings who are good beings, who confuse and make sure that they have issues expressing themselves at the right moments. Yes, there are many of us that are intervening, trying to balance the scale somewhat. You must come together as a race. You must come together with your own new world order, but not one based on dehumanization and the destruction of the species. Rather the opposite. You must free your free will.
I want to say thank you to Alil this morning for coming on and doing this short presentation to you. We are getting a lot of downloads in our, since we've started doing the channeling, we are getting a lot of downloads on Podbean. And what we want to do is actually get you guys to sign up to our newsletter and our podcasting, because you will know when we're going to have certain events. We're also going to be starting a club where we will only have certain amount of channeling for people who want to join that club. So if you could, at the end of the MP3 that you're hearing today, sign up for our newsletter, and we have other things that are going to be on the horizon very soon. I thank you, and I'll speak to you again very soon. Goodbye.